zijn gevallen van de deeg. Zo lekker. Was there no more nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash? Vom Rav Oshia, b'shar shabon shlomo Beis HaMikdash, not a bokol minei migadim shal zohav, v'yomotziyan peroseyam bizmanam. Most Meforshim learned that it means literally that Shlomo HaMelech planted trees of gold, and the peros were gozenes, that the trees produced golden fruit. The Ben Yehoyada says that it doesn't mean, it means regular trees. The nes was that they grew without any irrigation, and their fruit was, they use the euphemism, golden fruit. It means it was excellent fruit, and there was no irrigation. The ones that say that it was gold, which is most of the Mefarshim, answers the question, you're not allowed to plant trees near the Mizbeach. So how did Shlomo Melech plant these things? Since they weren't real trees of wood, so it was okay. But according to the Ben Yehoyada, that they were mamish regular trees, you have to say that since they grew b'neis, they also weren't part of the Issa. Only normal trees that you can't plant. Sharuach ben Hashavet ben Noshev. And since it was golden fruit, according to most of the Mefarshim, right, so it never ripened to a point where it fell off the tree by itself. It had to fall off the tree when the wind blew. Shenemar yirash kalavon on pirio. Shenichnasu, and they made a lot of noise when the golden fruit fell off the tree and the wind blew and blew it off, so it was a rash. And levonon is a euphemism for the Beis HaMikdash. So there was peros in the Beis HaMikdash that made a lot of noise when they fell off the tree. Kshenichnasu nochrim lehechal, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and the goyim went into the hechal, yovash, so they dried up. All these trees dried up. Shenemar uperach levonon umlo. The osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzirem. In the future they're going to come back. Shenemar paroach sifrach v'sogel af gilas v'ranein kavod halavonon. And kavod halavonon nosimba. So the chara, these miracles also were. Why aren't they counted? Why dafka the 10 that we mentioned? Where it says nisi dekvi elo kachoshiv. Nisim that happened all the time, right? Mamish day in and day out, those weren't counted because you get used to them. Hashadosh is lahachi aron akruvim nomi nisi dekvi enil. That question we asked with the aron, the kruvim, that they didn't take up any space was also a nes, but that was a nes that was day in and day out, therefore it wasn't counted. Aside from the reason that it was something that was inside you couldn't see. See Rashi. Yirash kalavonon pirio. Yirash pirio shall Yisrael keperi halavonon. The peiros of Klal Yisrael will make a noise like the peiros of Levonon. Alma yesh peirim belevonon. There are peiros in Levonon. Levonon who beis hamikdash. Levonon is a kinui for the beis hamikdash. Umau harash sharuach nosheves dehein makishin zelozel. When the wind blows and the fruit knocked against each other, the golden fruit, that made noise. Roashim v'nishma kolam, that's when they fell off the tree. Dikvi, kvuim v'omdim tomid v'mkomam. These nisim happened day in and day out, therefore they weren't mentioned. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, Omar Mar, v'oshin hamarocha. One of the nisim was that the smoke of that came up from the Zbeach never deflected. So Mara says, "Mihavi Oshin b'Marocha." There was no smoke that came up from the Eish of the Mizbeach. Ba'atanya, Chamisha Dvarim Nemru be'Eish al Marocha. There are five things that were said about the Eish on the Mizbeach. Revutza Kari, right? It was what's it called? There was a coal that came down in Hashemayim that looked like a lion. It was crouched like a lion on the Mizbeach. Ubora Kachama. It was clear as the sunlight. The Yeshba Mamish, and it was the flame had some substance to it. The Ocheles Lerachim Kiveshim, it was able to consume liquids or moist things as well as solid things, as well as dry things. The Eino Malosh, and it didn't give any smoke. Where it says Ki Kamrina Behedit, there's a mitzvah. Even though the Eish came in Hashemayim, there was a mitzvah to bring also Eish Minahedit. And that Eish Minahedit gave up smoke. So there was smoke, but there was a nace that the smoke that came from the Eish Minahedit never was deflected. Titania, the Nosnu ben Aaron HaKohen Eish al HaMizbeach. Afal Pisha Eish Yoredes Min HaShamayim Mitzvah Lahavi Min HaHedit. Even Eish came down Min HaShamayim, there was a mitzvah to bring regular secular fire also on the Mizbeach. And that's why they had the Shnei Gizri Eitzim. They always had two, what's it called, logs that they would put on every day to add Eish to the Eish that was Min HaShemayim. Sirashi, Revutza Kari, Gachela Shenofa Min HaShemayim. It was a coal that fell out of the heavens, Bimei Shlomo, Bahoy Salam Mizbeach, Ad Shabo Menashe Vesilka. And it remained till the time of Menashe. He took off that coal off the Mizbeach. And it looked like a crouching lion, that coal. Ki kamrinan demala oshin behedit kamrinan. That which we said that there was smoke on the from the fires on the Mizbeach, the smoke came from the secular fire. The eish hedit shahoyim within etzla. Okay. Gemara says, Ravutza kari. The coal looked like a crouching lion. Vatanya Omri Bichanina Skana Kohanim Anira Isiya. I saw that coal that came in Hashemayim, Ravutza Kekelev, and it looked like what's it called, like a dog, not like a lion. Lokasha Kamba Mikdash Rishon Kamba Mikdash Sheni. In Mikdash Rishon, which was built by Shlomo, the Marsha says, and Shlomo came from Shevet Yehuda, was compared to a lion, so the coal looked like a lion. In Mikdash Sheni, which was built by Paras, and they're compared to dogs, so the coal looked like a dog. Where it says of Mikdash Sheni mi havoi, there was no Eish min HaShemayim in Mikdash Sheni, not like a dog, not like a lion. The Ha'omar of Shmuel bar Inya my dechsiv the erzabo the ikavda the karinan the ikavda. It's written the ikaved, and you read it the ikavda. The hay is missing. Maishna the mechusar hay. Why in the second Beis HaMikdash it says I'm going to be mechabed the second Beis HaMikdash, but it's missing a hay? Elu chamisha dvarim shayu bein mikdash rishon mikdash sheni. Elu hay. There are five things that were missing in the second Beis HaMikdash that were in the first Beis HaMikdash, and these are they: Aron, the Aron was missing. They hid away the Aron already in the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, but it didn't become obvious until the second Beis HaMikdash. The Kaporis on the Aron, the Kruvim on the Kaporis, Eish. There was no Eish min HaShemayim. Ushchina, there was no Shchina. V'ruach HaKodesh, V'urim V'tumim. So those are the five things. Aron, Kaporis, and Kruvim are one. Eish is two. Shchina is three. Ruach HaKodesh is four. And Urim V'tumim is five. Verses Amrei in Mahave Have, Siyu Alom Esayeya. There was Eish min HaShemayim, except it didn't do anything. It didn't help burn the Korbanos in the second Beis HaMikdash. So for all practical purposes, like it wasn't there. But it was there, Lamaisa. What's it called? They say that the Shechina, Lamaisa, even though there was no Shechina, says the Shechina didn't go away from the coastal Maravi. Shechina never left. The Rambam says that Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom HaMikdash is always Kodesh because the Shechina never leaves. So it just means that the same Darga of Shechina that was in the first Beis HaMikdash didn't exist ever again in the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Kedusha, the Maral explains, the Kedusha of the second Beis HaMikdash wasn't from the Shechina. It was from the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, so it was destroyed because of Sina Shechina. The first Beis HaMikdash, because it was the Kedusha of the Shechina, was destroyed because of the tomb of Gilui Arayos Shvichas Dam and Avodah Zarah. And also, the Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh, see Rashi, before we go, the Artsabo Ve'ikaved Choser Hei, the Nevuas Chagi Ksiva, the Ayesheni Mishtoi Kras, some of the second Beis HaMikdash. Aaron Kaporis Akruvim, Kulei Chada Milsa. It's one thing. The Shechina lo Sharsabo, the Shechina was not there. Veruach HaKodesh Vohaisa B'Neviim Mishnah Shtayim L'Daryovish Ve'elech. From the second year of Daryovish, the Nevuah went away. So the Chasam Sofer says, it doesn't, or the Sasemet says, it doesn't mean there was no Nevuah at all by Hashemi. All those Neviim that already had Nevuah before continued being Menabe throughout by Hashemi, or as long as they lived. But new Neviim didn't come about from that second year of Daryavish. And the Urim V'tumim, what's it called? Tosfos says that it's not what the Urim V'tumim was. The Rambam seems to learn that the Urim V'tumim were the stones themselves, or the writing on the stones. Right? So Tosfos says he also holds like that. You had to have the Urim V'tumim, otherwise the coin didn't have all those begotten. Except they didn't work. They couldn't answer. Meruach HaKodesh, they didn't work in the second Beis HaMikdash. Others say the Urim V'tumim were not the Beged. The Choshen with the stones, that's the Choshen. In the Choshen you put the Urim V'tumim. The Urim V'tumim are some kind of either something written on a cloth or the Ibn Ezra said, some kind of metal that was put in the folds of the Choshen in addition. But if it was missing, it still was called the Choshen. So the Kohen was still in his clothing, but the Urim V'Tumim were missing. Urim V'Tumim were something added to the clothing, not something that made up the clothing. That's a machlokas to show. Okay, they say that's why in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Iker fire on the Mizbeach was the fire min HaShemayim. Except there was a mitzvah to add from secular fire. So that's why they put two gzirim just symbolically. The second Beis HaMikdash, just the opposite. The Iker fire was the Atzei HaMarocha. They had to put a lot of wood to make the fire in the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Eish min HaShemayim was only symbolic. That was only there as a token. Tanur Rabbanan. Sheish Ishosei. Since we're talking about fire, so there's six kinds of fires. Yesh Ocheles Ve'enashose. Normal fire, see one second, is a fire that eats but doesn't drink. Okay? The Yesh Shose Ve'enocheles. There's a fire that drinks but doesn't eat. The Yesh Ocheles Vishose. There's one that eats and drinks. See one second, the one doesn't explain what that means. The Yesh Ocheles Lachem Kiveshim. There's one that consumes liquids. Or wet things, the same thing as dry things. The Yesh Eish Docha Eish. And there's an Eish that pushes away other fire. The Yesh Eish Ocheles Eish. And there's Eish that eats other fire, that consumes other fire. Yesh Eish Ocheles Tein Oshose Hadidon. Regular fire, right? Tzirashi. No Rashi, okay. What's it called? That's regular fire. Regular fire burns, doesn't drink. Drink, we'll see in 1 second, means. The fire that drinks but doesn't eat, decholin, that's sick. The fire of fever. Fever makes you thirsty, but doesn't consume the food. Doesn't make you hungry. Makes you thirsty. So it's like it consumes and makes you. It makes you want to drink. So it consumes the liquids in your body. That's a regular. That's fever. Rashi decholin minakadacha shukeish v'tzomei lemayim v'eino chofetz lechol. Doesn't want to eat, but he's what's it called, thirsty. So it shoseh, it drinks, but it doesn't eat. Ocheles v'shoseh de Eliyahu. By Eliyahu, it says it. What's it called? Dechsi the samayim asher betala lichecha. Right. It not only did it. What's it called? Consume the carbon. It consumed the water too that they poured on the carbon. Ocheles lachim kiveshim de marocha. Where it consumes moist things as well as dry things, that's the marocha. The way Rashi learns, I don't know why they took the suse, but ocheles v'shose, lechor is the same thing as lachim v'nivashim, lechor. I'm not 100% sure what the difference is between them. Yesh eish doche eish de gavriel. Gavriel is a malach made of eish, and he pushes away other eish. The yesh eish ocheles eish de shechina. And there's an eish that consumes other fire, that's the eish of the shechina. Omar Mar Hoshid Etzbo Beinayim V'Sarfan. When the Rebbe Shem wanted to create the world, so he asked the Malachim if he should create man, and they said no. So the Rebbe Shem burnt them up. So that fire consumed the fire of those Malachim, put his finger Kibiyachol amongst them and burnt them up. Rashi Docha Eish Mimkom Lahalan. It pushes away other fire. To Gavriel Shior Lahatzu Chanani Mishov Azariah. Gavriel came down to save Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah from the Kivshan, Shetzinin is a Kivshan Mifnin. He cooled off the Kivshan from inside. The Gdiyat Mechutz, and it made the fire go on the outside. So the people on the outside got burned, not the people on the inside. Lisrof is Zorkeim Latocha. The people threw them into the fire were burned. Kedamir and Barvi Psochim. Hoshi that's Bob, is Sanhedrin, who beperik Echodini Mamanos, Gabi Kito Shal Malachim, Shaomr the father, Ma Enosh Kisiskerenu. The Malachim who opposed the creation of man, were burnt up, consumed, when the Rebbe Shem put his finger between them. Or it says, V'oshen ha-marocha afilu kol rucho sheba'olam eim azizus osam mekomo. Right? The oshen ha-marocha, no wind could deflect it. Ay, v'ha'om rab yitzchah baravdimi b'motze yontif ha'achron shel chag, the last day of Sukkot, ha'kol tzofin la'oshen ha-marocha. Everybody would look to see which way the smoke of the Mizbeach would deflect. Note the klapit sofen, if it went towards the north, aniyim shmeichim, ubalibatim atzovim, then the aniyim would be happy, and the balibatim would be sad. Rashi, note the klapit sofen, motzi yontav achron, shelchag, mishesmol nechtem gzardinam al gishmei shana. This is on Shmini Atzeres, because on Hoshana Rabbah, the gzardin on Geshem is finished. So they wanted to see now what the sign would be in Min HaShamayim, what kind of year it's going to be. It's going to be a rainy year or not. Kedishnan b'chag didonim al ha-mayim. Note the klapit sof on shiruach dromis no sheves. That means that the south wind is blowing if the oshan goes towards the north. Okay? Uperoseya markivim ve'enam yecholim ba'otshan. The south wind causes fruit to rot, and you can't store them up. Therefore, the people who raise the fruit have to sell it quickly. So they sell it cheaply. So the anim are happy, but the balabatim aren't happy because they're not going to get good profits on their fruit. Because if the south wind blows, that's a good sign. There'll be a lot of rain. The pears are going to spoiled quickly, so they have to sell them cheaply. So the aniyim are happy and the ashirim are not happy. Not the klapi dorim, which means the ruach tzfonis, the north wind is blowing, so the smoke goes towards the south. Aniyim atzav and balibatim stage. It's the opposite. There the aniyim aren't happy, but the balibatim are happy. There's not a lot of rain. And also the pears don't get ruined quickly. They don't spoil quickly, and they can be saved up. And therefore, there's a low supply and a lot of demand, so the prices go up. So the balabatim are happy, and the aniyim are not happy. Not the klapi mizrach hakol shmeichem. If it went towards the mizrach, then there's plenty of pears, and there was plenty of rain. There was a good supply and the demand, and then the prices were normal. So everybody was happy. Klapi Mariv, Akolat Sovim. It was towards the Mariv, then there weren't a lot of payers, and the prices were high, and there wasn't a good supply, and there was a lot of demand, and the Mela, nobody was happy. Rashi. Hakol shmeichim shiruach marav ishkulahi umeviya gishomim lefi haroi. There's a normal rainfall. Lohat peiros markivin utvus hazera matzlachas vein rab olam. There's good supply, and there's a normal demand, and nothing gets ruined, and everybody, the prices are normal prices. Everybody's happy. Hakol atzavim shiruach hamayabeshes es hazroi. Everybody's sad because the which wind is this? The west wind.
From the east.
Not the clapping. Right. If it goes towards the west, so that's the east wind.
East.
Right, the east wind, everybody's sad. Because that wind dries out the tvua, kidamrim sechas gitten, afilu shufsa de kofina de mora rafya. Even the handle of a hoe gets dried out by the east wind. And things are growing for sure. Where it says, so therefore we see that the winds did deflect the smoke. It went to one direction or the other. So what does it say? That the wind never deflected the smoke on the Mizbeach. Where it says, the ozel v'osi kedikli v'avduri lohavi mivder. What it means is the wind never dispersed the smoke. The smoke came up like a pillar. And it remained like a pillar. It was deflected to either side, but it wasn't scattered by the wind. That's what it means. Okay, Omar Mar, klapi mizra kachos meichim, klapi mar vakolat atzovim. If the ocean went towards the east, then everybody was happy, and if it went towards the west, everybody was sad. V'raminu, we see the opposite. Mizrachis la'olam yofim, maravis la'olam kosher. The ruach mizrachis is good, and the ruach maravis is not good. So it should be just the opposite. If it went towards the east, people were sad. If it went towards the west, people should have been happy. Gemara says, Ruach Tzfonis Yofel Chitim B'sha Sheviu Shlish V'Koshel Azesim. Ruach Tzfonis is good for for grain when it's already brought a third of its growth. The Koshel Azesim, but it's not good for Zesim is Man Sheim Chontim. When the Zesim are just blossoming, the Ruach Tzfonis, the north wind is not good for them. Ruach dromis kosher lechitim b'shoshe v'yushlish. The opposite is the south wind. The south wind is bad for tvua if it's already brought a shlish, but it's good for zaysim. The offer of zaysim is ran shem chontim. V'om Rav Yosef yisemi marzutra v'simonach shulchan b'tzafon menorah b'dorah. The shulchan they put on bread which came from wheat, so that was in the north. So the north wind was good, for what's it called, for wheat. Right. And the menorah was in the south. That was, they used oil from Zeisim. So the, what's it called, high marbidi day, the high marbidi day. The south wind was good for Zeisim. The north wind was good for Chitim, because the north was the Shulchan and the south was the menorah, which had Zeisim. So what do we see, though? The Maisa, that the, here it says that the different winds, right, are the opposite. The east and west winds are the opposite that we said before. Which one's good and which one's bad? Shmara says, Lokasha, Halon v'Halahu. It depends if you're in Eretz Yisrael or in Bavel. In Eretz Yisrael, Sirashi, Hai Marbadidei, Tzfonis Megadelis Harin L'Shulchan, and the Dromis, what's Roy for the menorah, which is the oil, the adjacent. Halon v'Halahu, Mizrachis Yofel Eretz Bavel. The east wind is good in Bavel, but it's not good in Eretz Yisrael. So when we're talking about the Eish on the Mizbeach, we're talking in Eretz Yisrael, there the east wind wasn't so good. Why? Bavel's an Eretz Lecha, Machmas Meimeha La'olam, right? It has constant irrigation. Bavel, it's a low-lying place, there's a lot of rain. Well, the Eretz Yisrael Kasha. So there the Ruach Mizrachis is good, because it's good to dry off. The Ruach Mizrachis is a drying wind. So it's good to be dried off if you have an abundance of water. But Eretz Yisrael Koshish, Eretz Harma Bekol, from Maharis Liabish, doesn't have so much irrigation. So a drying wind is not good in Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Hanan says a different shot. He says Eretz Yisrael, since it's in the west, so Ruach Maravis is good for it. Bavel is more towards the east, so what's it called? The east wind is better for it. Okay, Hadron Lashivas Hayomim, Shivas Yomim, Hadron Lashivas Yomim, Hadron Lashivas Yomim.